Coach, congratulations. Win number 7 overall, and more importantly, win number 1 in district play. Offense took care of business early on, scoring on their first 5 possessions. You had to be pretty happy with the offensive production, not your overall assessment of tonight's game.
The offense, you know, like you said, you know, they come out and executed, you know, got the athletes in space, and, you know, they took advantage of their situation.
Some nice runs tonight. Cooper Griffith as well. Jarrett Juergens had some nice runs as well in the offense. They continue to open up some holes, and Bo continues to – we continue to see him really do a good job of controlling the offense.
Well, you know, really never gave Bo a chance to get in rhythm, you know, with, you know, how fast the series were taking place. So, you know, a couple of throws weren't very pretty, but at the same time, you know, just not a whole lot of rhythm for him. So, you know, we're going to take the victory and kind of move on from there.
Defensive-wise, the defense did a good job. 3 and outs of the first 3 possessions. And then Southwestern Knights, aided by a couple of penalties, able to convert a 4th down touchdown pass play. It's kind of a misdirection and offense, that double wing, double tight there. At times it was tough finding those smaller running backs.
We didn't practice very well this week on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, with our reads in the game tonight, you know, give Southwestern Heights, you know, credit that their kids battled all the way to the very end. But, you know, our guys, you know, got kind of looking at the paper, you know, from last week with the Ulysses game, which is, you know, it's normal. It's nothing that, you know, most teams haven't done in the past. You know, so, you know, once we jump to the 20-0 lead, a little bit of a letdown. You know, like you said, those first couple series were really nice. After that, it got kind of ugly. And, you know, it got kind of disappointing for Coach Turner and the defensive coaches.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning tonight 53-14, and you were able to, on senior night, get a lineman as first rushing touchdown, Abe Wiebe. Boy, he took it nice to the right side there for that 11-yard touchdown in the third quarter.
Well, keep on running out of wingbacks with injuries. He might be a wingback next week. Who knows? But, you know, we told Abe, you know, before the game, you know, he's been a kid that has hardly missed any workouts in 4 years. He's a leader. He's a great young man as far as, you know, his character, you know, on and off the field. And, you know, we told him, if we get up, we'll give you a chance to run the ball. And, man, he looked like a running back on that play.
Yes, he did. 7-0 you guys go to, and it's on to Lakin next Friday night. Lakin, a tough loss for them tonight. They lost to Cimarron 44-0.
I don't have any film or anything on Lakin, so, I mean, I can't tell you anything. You know, I know they've had some up and downs this year with you know, a couple of games they lost by 1 or 2 points. I think Elkhart and maybe Syracuse said that possibly they could have won. That would have put them about the 4-3 mark right now instead of, you know, sitting with those two wins and 5 losses. So, you know, we need to, you know, keep on going. We've always told our kids, if you're not making progress during the week, you're losing ground on everybody else. And, you know, we told them for the most part this week we probably lost ground. Thursday we had a pretty good practice. You know, the first – you know, take the first quarter, you know, and what we played, you know, Scott City football after that, we're just kind of out there, you know. But it was nice to see the young kids go out there and compete a little bit. White Hayes with another big run, and, you know, some of the other kids, you know, had some nice plays also.
Well, 7-0 start to the year once again. Coach, as always, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us here, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.